thirsty hitchhikers. And the girls next door dress up like movie stars. I love this bar. We got cowboys, we got truckers, broken-hearted fools and suckers. And we got hustlers, we got fighters, early birds and all-nighters. And the veterans talk about their battle scars. I love this bar. I love this bar. It's my kind of place. Just walk in door, puts a big smile on my face. It ain't too far. Come as you are. I love this bar. I've seen short skirts, we've got high techs, blue collared boys and rednecks. Got lovers, lots of lookers. I've even seen dancing girls and hookers. And we like to drink our beer from a mason jar. I love this bar. Yes, I do. Bar. It's my kind of place. Just trolling around the dance floor. Put some big smile on my face. No cover charge. Come as you are. I love this bar.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 38 days until Donald Trump is sworn in for a second term in the White House. He invited Chinese leader Xi Jinping to his inauguration, but sources tell ABC Xi will not accept. Trump's cabinet nominees continue to meet with lawmakers. ABC's Mary Bruce says the choice for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth met with a Democrat for the first time, John Fetterman of Pennsylvania.
Fetterman, tight-lipped.
Are you considering voting for it?
So it's just like, it's a conversation.
Are you open to supporting him, Senator?
Hegseth has been battling accusations of sexual misconduct, excessive drinking, and financial mismanagement. He's denied it all.
A Florida woman's been charged with threatening her insurance company after it denied her claim. Police say she echoed words that were written on the bullets that killed United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The man charged with killing Thompson, Luigi Mangione, was not a United Healthcare member, according to the company. He remains in custody in Pennsylvania. This is ABC News. Russia's keeping up its attacks on Ukraine's energy infrastructure. Overnight, Ukraine says Russia tried to bombard the country's power grid again, using nearly 200 drones and almost 100 missiles. Last night, a call that brings back all kinds of memories. A passenger plane over New York reporting a bird strike.
On January 15, 2009, a U.S. Airways jet departing New York's LaGuardia Airport hit a flock of birds, lost both engines, and landed in the Hudson River. Last night, American Airlines Flight 1722 had just taken off from LaGuardia when the crew radioed controllers.
We're still kind of working through to figure out what's going on. We hit birds on the way out.
The audio from liveatc.net, unlike U.S. Airways Flight 1549, American 1722 lost only the right engine, was redirected to JFK, and landed safely. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The LA Rams beat the San Francisco 49ers on Thursday Night Football. It was notable because neither team scored a touchdown. The final score, 12-6. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Hey, did you know there are only 2 weekends left before the holiday, including this one? Not a lot of time, but lucky for you, Macy's is having a one-day sale right now. So your weekend should include a trip to Macy's, where you'll find great gift deals, like 20 to 50% off beauty and fragrance from Drybar, Lancome, and Shiseido. Plus, this is the only weekend to earn Macy's money. That's another great reason to shop Macy's one-day sale before, well, you're all out of weekends to shop. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 16 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, breezy with some freezing rain, sleet, and snow after midnight. Our low 13 tomorrow. Some freezing rain and snow, a bit breezy with a high right around 33. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 4 below 0.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Allen. Court appearances by 3 men facing charges in connection to false Republican electors in the 2020 presidential election. Attorney Jim Troupas and 2 others made initial appearances in Dane County Court Thursday on charges filed by AG Josh Call, which Troupas afterward characterized as lawfare. The wife of a man who allegedly faked his death before traveling to Eastern Europe is filing for annulment of their marriage. Emily Borgwart filed for legal separation from her husband, Ryan Borgwart, 1 day after Ryan was charged with obstruction in the incident where he allegedly faked his drowning in Green Lake. And Wisconsin has a new case of highly pathogenic avian influenza in a poultry flock. State veterinarian Darlene Conkle says it's in a flock of more than 13,000 turkeys on a farm in Barron County. Conkle says the affected premises has been quarantined and won't move poultry or poultry products. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
When a company only does business in Wisconsin, that's Wisconsin Strong. Rural Mutual provides all lines of insurance, including commercial, farm, home, and auto. And your premiums stay right here to keep Wisconsin strong. Local agents, local underwriters, local claims adjusters.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Tires are an essential part of your vehicle. Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service check your tires and replace them if necessary. Adams Super Service features the Hunter Alignment System, the most advanced system to keep your vehicle going straight. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center in downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Good morning, it's 8:07, reporting from the Milk Business Conference. I'm Brian Winnikins with news on WRDN. News this hour being brought to you by Security Financial Bank, Durand River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. Amplify Health from Gunderson Lutheran, Mondovi. Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Numbers Are Us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand, and Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning, with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. Three people were injured in an SUV versus train accident in Elk Mound. According to the Dunn County Sheriff's Department, a southbound SUV traveling on 970th Street failed to yield the right-of-way from a stop sign at the railroad crossing, causing a collision with a train on the passenger side of the SUV. The driver of the SUV was med-flighted from the scene, while two juvenile passengers were taken by private vehicle to the hospital. That accident remains under investigation. Another phone scam alert for Pepin County residents. According to the Pepin County Sheriff's Department, residents are receiving calls claiming to be coming from the Sheriff's Department regarding jury duty being missed, and the caller then demands money over the phone. This is a scam, as the Sheriff's Department will never call you to ask for payment for anything over the phone. Chippewa County says the area needs a psychiatric hospital now that Sacred Heart and St. Joseph closed. The Chippewa County Board passed a resolution asking either the state legislature or Congress to provide more money to treat people who need to spend the night or more than one night at a psychiatric facility. Right now, those people are usually taken to Winnebago County, and the county is billed for their stay. But Chippewa County Human Services Director Tim Asker says that's expensive and not always available. The resolution doesn't say just how much Chippewa County needs or just how many patients the county has seen. The Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative has talked about reopening St. Joe's this fall, but nothing has been decided. Eau Claire police say their latest meth bust took 10 pounds of drugs off the streets. City police, along with the West Central Drug Task Force, arrested three people who they say had a large drug shipment in Eau Claire. The meth had a street value of well over $360,000. All three are now looking at possible life sentences if convicted. Minnesota 2nd District Congresswoman Angie Craig is reportedly a strong contender to head the U.S. House Agriculture Committee. Democrats are scheduled to vote next week on the ranking member. Two others are in contention for the position, including incumbent Georgia Representative David Scott and California Democrat Jim Costa. You're listening to WRDN News.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home. Our family serving your family for years to come.
Wisconsin State Superintendent says if lawmakers would spend the state's surplus on schools, maybe property taxes wouldn't be going up as much. State Superintendent Jill Utterly reacted to a new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum that says local school tax increases are driving the largest property tax spike in Wisconsin in almost two decades. Utterly said if lawmakers would spend the $4 billion sitting in Madison on schools, local schools may not have to ask for as much money.
Utterly has been making the case for months to spend all of the surplus on public schools, but lawmakers and even Democratic Governor Tony Evers have said that's not likely going to happen. There's a new challenge to Act 10, and it could get around the liberal-majority Wisconsin Supreme Court. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty filed the challenge yesterday. It says while a Dane County judge has struck down Act 10 as unconstitutional, that ruling doesn't cancel out rulings from the U.S. Supreme Court that says people cannot be forced into unions or forced to pay union dues. The case was filed on behalf of a Kenosha school teacher who said her union is not asking for a recertification vote this year. Will says the U.S. Supreme Court is clear that there are First Amendment protections against forced unionization and protections against compelled speech. Children's Hospital says there's a desperate need for foster families. The hospital this week said there are about 700 kids who need foster care each year in Wisconsin, but there are just 7 homes for them. Children's Hospital Maria McDermott says they're facing a dire need for treatment-level foster homes in particular. There are some requirements to become a foster parent, but Children's Hospital says the opportunity is there for most people. A funeral urn was intentionally left at a movie theater in Beloit. The woman who did so says she has no plans to pick up the urn at the Beloit Police Department. The woman, who wants to remain anonymous, says the remains were those of her father, who she had no relationship with. She left the urn in the theater during a screening of Beetlejuice in October because she didn't want his presence inside her home. The woman told Rockford TV station WREX that she left the urn in a specific location, thinking she would never really hear about it. The theater turned in the urn to police after waiting a few weeks for someone to come back for it. For WRDN News, reporting from the Milk Business Conference, I'm Brian Winnekins.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 16 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, breezy with some freezing rain, sleet, and snow after midnight. Our low 13 tomorrow. Some freezing rain and snow, a bit breezy with a high right around 33. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 4 below zero.
Seattle takes a 4-game win streak into their matchup with the Packers on Sunday night at Lumen Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Packers looking to bounce back from their loss last week at Detroit. Seattle's Geno Smith ranks second in the NFL in passing yards with 3,400-plus, 14 touchdowns, but he's also thrown 12 picks. Packers safety Xavier McKinney.
He does a good job of looking off. That's something that I noticed that's pretty big. I think he's had some turnovers this year, but he's a really good quarterback. He knows how to improvise plays. He knows how to win. I think that's the best attribute when you have a quarterback is, you know, getting a quarterback that can will your team to a win no matter what, no matter if it's a pretty one or an ugly one. Just even in his career, he's been through a lot of things and still been able to overcome a lot.
Week 15 of the NFL season kicked off last night in Santa Clara. It was the Rams holding off the 49ers 12-6. Kyren Williams rushing for 108 yards, and Josh Cardy converted 4 field goals to help the Rams win their 3rd in a row and 7th in the last 9 games. Wisconsin and Marquette both in action today in the NCAA Women's Volleyball Regionals. Badgers are in the Final 16 for the 12th straight year. They'll take on Texas A&M in Lincoln, Nebraska tonight. Marquette is at Penn State with a 2:30 start time this afternoon. Badger men's hockey team closing out the first half of the season this weekend. They'll play the first of 2 against the Michigan Wolverines in Big Ten action in Ann Arbor. The Badgers 4-1-1 in their last 6. Head coach Mike Hastings.
I like the direction we're going in. Yeah, I think there's momentum, but you need to take that momentum and continue to ride it as long as you can. And this group's done that over the last 4 or 5 weeks.
4 teams remain in the quest for this season's NBA Cup title. The Bucks among them. They'll take on Atlanta in Saturday semifinals in Las Vegas. Oklahoma City will face Houston in the Western Conference showdown, with the winners to meet for the Cup on Tuesday in Las Vegas. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
High school basketball scores from last night on our Duran Fresh Market scoreboard. Duran Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. From the Darylin Conference last night, it was Blair Taylor defeating Aliva Strum 78-49. Alma Center Lincoln over Eau Claire Emmanuel Lutheran 63-38. Alma Pepin defeats Whitehall 59-57. In the Dunn St. Croix Conference from last night, it was Pepin, or Plum City Elmwood, rather, defeating Mondovi 52-50. Elk Mound defeats Durand, Arkansas 53-49. Colfax over Boyceville 70-61. And Spring Valley over Glenwood City 66-44. Middle Border Conference boys basketball from last night. Ellsworth defeats Altoona 67-66. Girls basketball last night in the Dunn St. Croix. Durand, Arkansas, they defeated Fall Creek 47-45. And in the Middle Border Conference, it was Amory defeating Unity 71-22. The Ellsworth girls defeat New Richmond 52-47. On the schedule for tonight in boys basketball, in the Dunn St. Croix, Mondovi is at McDonald Central. Middle Border Conference boys basketball, Baldwin-Woodville will be at Amory. St. Croix Central hosting Osceola. Prescott is at Somerset. In the Darylin Conference tonight in girls basketball, Eau Claire Emmanuel Lutheran will be at Alma Center Lincoln. In the Dunn St. Croix Conference tonight, the Durand, Arkansas girls at Glenwood City. Mondovi hosting Spring Valley. Boyceville at Plum City Elmwood. Colfax is at Elk Mound. And in the Middle Border Conference and girls basketball tonight, Prescott will be at Altoona. You can follow the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach says he uses a 2-pound diameter superline on his reel, and then he uses a 2-pound test fluorocarbon for a leader. He says if you incorporate this into your program, you're going to catch a lot of fish, but there's one thing that you have to consider, and I'll tell you what it is. But first...
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with OnX Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach says you can use a super line on your reel if you're fishing in a heated shelter outside in those frigid Arctic cold temperatures. That line will soak up the water and it'll get very stiff, and it's not real good for outside in the cold. But if you're in a shelter, it works great. But you have to use a very light leader, and in this case, he uses a 2-pound test fluorocarbon leader. It is invisible in the water, and it allows that lure to have good action. He says, but if you do this, you need to make sure that you're using the right rod, because that super line has no give, nor does the leader. So you have no stretch there at all, and that means that you have to incorporate a rod that has a lot of bend, is very soft, and allow some give, because that line just doesn't stretch. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Visit Boot Barn this week to save on top quality holiday gifts. We're offering holiday specials right now where you can get $50 off select men's exotic boots, 25% off select outerwear, Western shirts, flannels, and jeans. We're also offering savings on select workwear and children's Western wear. Visit us this week and save on top quality holiday gifts. Boot Barn. Unwrap the West.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today, we'll get to 16 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, breezy with some freezing rain, sleet, and snow after midnight, our low 13 tomorrow. Some freezing rain and snow, a bit breezy with a high right around 33. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 4 below zero.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Wide awake waiting on a good night kiss, sipping 90 proof, talking to the moon, counting down the hours till it's 2 a.m. Never thought I would be like this. But as long as the night ends with you in a yellow cab, shooting me a text, ain't coming home soon. As long as I can bet on you calling in the bed after slipping out your high heel shoes, I ain't lying, saying have a good time. With your girls, girl, do what you do. No matter how late, baby, I'll be staying up. I can't sleep without you. I'll be tossing and turning all night, babe, from the smell of your hair on a pillowcase. Even if I tried without you by my side, I'd be dreaming with my eyes open. I'd be tossing and turning all night, babe, yeah. But as long as the night ends with you in a yellow cab, shooting me a text, ain't coming home soon. As long as I can bet on you crawling into bed after sipping out your high heel shoes, I ain't lying, saying have a good time. Out with your girls, girl, do what you do. No matter how late, baby, I'll be staying up. I can't sleep without you. As the night ends with you in a yellow cab, shooting me a text, ain't coming home soon. As long as I can bet on you crawling in the bed after sipping out your high heel shoes, I ain't lying, saying have a good time. Out with your girls, girl, do what you do. No matter how late, baby, I'll be staying up. I can't sleep without you. Yeah, no matter how late, baby, I'll be staying up. I can't sleep without you. I'm not afraid to
this. Just wide awake waiting on a good night. Kiss.
The home of dancing cowboys and good-hearted women. Real Country. 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN. Go Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
That beer ain't getting any colder. And I don't know who is waiting for. You keep taking over your shoulder. Like somebody's about to walk through the door. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't wanna be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell.
your smile. I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but he's the upside. I can give you move on somewhere to go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus, but he don't know what he's missing. Girl, listen, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby. If you can't tell, no, I ain't take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. 'Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he sure as hell ain't. He sure as hell ain't. Tell no, I ain't take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. 'Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he sure as hell ain't. He sure as hell ain't.
locally owned and operated.
We are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabashaw, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. We know 2025 will bring a new presidential administration, but what will the new year bring for the nation's workers? ABC's Jim Ryan looks at new studies.
The Great Resignation.